Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the sixth week in ordinary time and the feast of the chair of St. Peter. Today's theme, Shepherding in Imitation of Jesus. The readings for the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter the Apostle all focus on the quality of leadership called shepherding. Our priests are the shepherds of the parish. The bishop is the shepherd of the priests and of all the parishioners of the diocese. The pope is the shepherd of the world. He is, in persona Christi, the good shepherd for everyone today, in imitation of Christ, in obedience to him, and as a voice speaking for him, inheriting the role from the first pope, St. Peter. All leaders, clergy and laity, consecrated religious and secular, are called to imitate Jesus' style of shepherding. Parents are to do it as they shepherd their families. Teachers are to do it as they shepherd their classrooms. Employers and supervisors are to do it as they shepherd those who work under them. Secretaries are to do it as they shepherd the people who come through the office. How does Jesus serve you? That's how we're to shepherd others. The good shepherd is coming. He protects his flock. He guides his sheep to safer pastures. He goes after the lost and finds them. He carries the weak ones over difficult terrain. He fights off the wolves and defeats them with the power of God. Always alert to do his job well, he relies on the Holy Spirit who empowers him. In imitation of Christ, we care about each sheep and lamb in our lives. We guide them by taking an active interest in their problems and offering them the wisdom we've gained from experience and from the Holy Spirit. We find ways to bridge the gaps of division, seeking the loss. We let them lean on us when they're weak or feeling unlovable or overwhelmed by difficulties. We pray for them, helping them defeat the demons that prey on them like wolves. Or we stand up to the bullies who prey on their joy and dignity. Meanwhile, we continue working on our own healing process and spiritual development as fully as possible, so that we can decrease and the Good Shepherd can increase in us. We learn how to better care for our flocks through the compassion we gain by getting in touch with our own pain, our own times of being attacked by wolves, our own need to be led to safer pastures, and by doing everything possible to heal and learn from these difficulties. In whatever ways Jesus had shepherded us, this is the only way we can successfully shepherd others.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.